everyone. Welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. This is definitely the place to come when you want to have some fun. My name is Rebecca. It's time to celebrate. Celebrate what? Well, we are celebrating that it is another new and beautiful day. And today we are also continuing our lesson from yesterday called Let's Celebrate. Yesterday, we met Adam, Brad, and Laura, who were having a conversation about their company and how well it had done financially. So, it truly is a time to celebrate. So here are a few questions I want you to try to answer. So pay attention. First, what was a huge hit for Owl Media? And how did Owl Media celebrate their successful year? Friends, I hope that you enjoy celebrating because today is truly a time to celebrate. So open up your magazines and let's go celebrate. Come on.
Let's celebrate. Conversation B at the staff celebration lunch.
Friends, we've had our ups and downs, but all in all, we've done well this year. Our phone app for Celebrity Magazine has been a huge hit and has turned a nice profit for the company. And two of our game apps have been downloaded over 250,000 times. We couldn't have done that without your dedication, creativity, and hard work. Thank you all. Adam mentioned a nice profit earlier, and we want to shout out everyone as we look forward to a new year. Everyone gets $1,000 bonus today. And the afternoon off.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 首先我们看的是 celebrity 这个名词。Celebrity 是指名人或名流。例如 ,the celebrity couple's wedding was heavily covered by the media. 这对名人夫妇的婚礼被媒体大量的报道。或者是 Joanne was just an ordinary girl last year, but now she's a celebrity because of her performance in a TV singing contest.Joanne 去年还是个平凡的女孩，但是今年因为在电视歌唱比赛中的表演而成为名人。Celebrity 也简称为 celeb, C-E-L-E-B。例如 ,many celebs love to dine at this restaurant. 许多名人都喜欢在这家餐厅用餐。接下来我们看的是 download 这个动词 ,down 是往下的 ,load 原来是指装载货物，所以 download 是指下载。例如 ,it only takes seconds to download this phone app. 下载这个手机应用软体只需要花几秒钟。Download 也可以当名词，例如 ,this download needs to be approved by the authorities. 这个档案的下载需要上级的同意。如果是上载的话，就是把 down 变成 up, 变成 upload。例如 ,Nathan is uploading his film to his personal cloud. Nathan 正在把自己的影片上传到个人云端。
Thank you so much, Michelle. Okay, friends, let's get right into conversation B here. So they're at the staff celebration lunch, and Adam says, friends, we've had our ups and downs. Now, this sounds like the beginning of a good speech. Of course, at an event like this, if you've thrown a party, whoever is throwing the party will often give a speech. So friends, we've had our ups and downs, but all in all, we've done well this year. Now we have two things we'd like to talk about from this sentence. First of all, ups and downs, what is that?
That's a great question. This just means that there's been some really good times and there has been some bad times. It actually kind of reminds me of when I've gone out biking. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes when you're out biking, there's going to be some ups and there's going to be some downs, just like in a road or on a road.
Right, right. But actually, when I go biking, the ups are the difficult part and the downs are the fun part. But in this phrase, it's kind of the opposite. So the ups are the highs and the downs are the lows when you're a little more sad, right?
But you know something, Gabe? Mm-hmm. That is just the way life works.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what, you know, even in a friendship or a relationship, there's going to be ups and downs. When you work for a company, there's going to be some good times, there's going to be the ups, and there's going to be some low times, the downs.
Hey, I like the different ways to talk about this. We've got the ups and downs, the highs and the lows, the good times and the bad times, right? There's different ways to talk about this idea. Let's talk about another phrase in this sentence, and that is all in all. Why use those words all in the same little phrase like that? All in all, that means in general.
In general or overall. But overall, we've done well this year. Actually, it is kind of an interesting phrase, right? You have all in all. Like, I don't often see all, like twice, used twice in the same sentence.
Well, here it is. And friends, there are other ways you can use it. The kitchen is a little small and the walls need to be repainted. But all in all, it's a nice house.
Ooh, that is excellent. Or you could also say, maybe you didn't do as well on your math test. It was a little low, and maybe science you could have improved. But all in all, you did very well this academic year.
Okay, so think of other ways to use this phrase. You've got ups and downs and all in all. And we continue with Adam's wonderful speech. He says, our phone app for Celebrity Magazine has been a huge hit. And just to review, if something is a huge hit, that means it was a big success.
And we continue that sentence. A huge hit and has turned a nice profit for the company. Now let's talk about that phrase, to turn a profit. This just means that you begin to make a profit. And what is a profit? Well, that's just the money that a company actually is earning.
And so we see this other word in this phrase, nice, okay? The company, the magazine app, has turned a nice profit for the company. That's just his way of saying that it wasn't a small profit. It was a profit that makes everyone very happy. Okay, we continue here. And two of our game apps have been downloaded over 250,000 times. Way to go, Owl Media. We couldn't have done that without your dedication, creativity, and hard work. So his employees are dedicated, they're creative, and they're also hard workers.
And that's a great phrase right here in the sentence. Couldn't have done something without something else. For example, you know, we really couldn't have gone to Costco without a car. Or I couldn't have made these cookies without milk, eggs, and butter.
Okay, you know, Rebecca, remember when we went river tracing with Steve and some other people?
How could I forget?
You know what? That was a very difficult river to get through. And there was one part where we couldn't have gotten through without Steve's help. He helped us all over this big rock. And he couldn't have gotten over that rock without our help. We helped him from the top to climb over.
That's right. But we're talking about Owl Media right here. And of course, Adam was saying that we couldn't have done that without your dedication, creativity, and hard work. Well, right now, it is time for us to sing about this lesson. So let's go sing out.
Celebrate.
We couldn't have done this without them. It's time to celebrate. Are you guys ready? This is a fun song. Follow along with us now and maybe sing. C-E-L-E-B-R-A-T-E. Celebrate. C-E-L-E-B-R-A-T-E.
L-E-B. R-A-T-E. One more time. C-E-L-E-B. R-A-T-E. C-E-L-E-B. R-A-T-E. Woo! Yeah. On your friend's birthday, you can celebrate, celebrate. Saturday, bay. You can celebrate, celebrate. You got a raise. You can celebrate, celebrate. You passed the big test. You can celebrate.
Celebrate.
You, the girl your life said yes. Celebrate, celebrate. You got a big bonus. Woo! Celebrate, celebrate. When life is good, you can celebrate. Come on. C-E-L-E-B-R-A-T-E.
What's that noise? What's that?
Oh, it's your phone.
Yes.
Did you get a text?
Oh, no. Ben, stop the happiness right now. I got a text from my boss saying that my coworker got the raise. I wanted the raise. I need more money.
Hey, Dave, hold on. Have you heard the phrase, rejoice when others rejoice?
What?
Yeah, so your friend got something good. You can rejoice that they had something good. Celebrate.
Okay.
Your friend got a raise. You can celebrate.
Celebrate.
Maybe he had a baby. You could still
celebrate. Celebrate.
Maybe on his wedding day.
You could celebrate.
Celebrate.
When life is good, you can celebrate.
Let's go.
I just got a text, too. Let's see what this is.
Okay.
Good news.
Uh-huh. Oh, no! The girl I like, my friend is going out with her.
Oh.
What am I going to do?
That sounds pretty bad. Oh, but you know what? My friend once told me, rejoice with those who rejoice.
That doesn't help.
Oh, come on, Ben. Let's sing it together. Here we go. A little slower now. 1, 2, 3, 4.
D-E-L-E-B-R-A-C-E.
Celebrate!
Welcome back to Studio Classroom. How do you like to celebrate? Well, right now, we are in the middle of a lesson about Owl Media, and we've learned that the company has done very well, so it's time to celebrate. All the employees are going to get a $1,000 bonus. In addition, they get the afternoon off. What a great way to celebrate. Well, friends, we still have more to learn about this lesson, so let's continue with our next reading.
Let's celebrate. Conversation C.
Not so fast, Mr. Reynolds. Before we hand out the bonuses, there's one more activity. It's karaoke time! Please welcome our third singer, Adam Reynolds!
What? This isn't what we planned!
Come on, everyone! Give Mr. Reynolds a big hand!
Say goodbye to Brad and Laura. Because they won't be here next year. They're fired.
After Adam sang, lots of other people sang too. Then Adam handed out the bonuses, and everyone departed smiling. it had been a great year at Owl Media.
OK， 接下来我们看的是 karaoke 这个名词。karaoke 原本是日文，也就是卡拉 OK， 但是这里注意它是英语的发音念成 karaoke。例如 ，We celebrated our dad's birthday by holding a four-hour karaoke contest。我们替爸爸庆生的时候举办了四小时的卡拉 OK 大赛。或者是 Bobby and his buddy Victor sang many duets in a karaoke lounge last night。Bobby 和他的哥们 Victor 昨天晚上在卡拉 OK 店唱了很多首的合唱曲。最后我们看的是 depart 这个动词。depart 这个字首有离开的意思。part 是指分开，所以 depart 是指离开、启程或者是出发。例如 ,my boss is scheduled to depart for Beijing this afternoon. 我老板预计今天下午出发到北京。他的名字是字尾加上 ure 变成 departure。例如 ,the departure time for this flight is 10:45 a.m. 这个班机启程的时间是早上10:45。And now let's get back to our teacher.
Thank you so much, Michelle. Okay, at the beginning of conversation C, Brad says, not so fast, Mr. Reynolds. Now, why would he say not so fast? Usually you use this phrase, not so fast,when someone else wants to do something, when someone is in the middle of saying something、mm-hmm. and going on to the next topic or something like that, and you want to stop and say, no, not so fast. But earlier it was Brad who was talking. So why is Brad saying not so fast?
Okay, Gabe, this is what I think is happening in this particular section. So we already learned that Brad had mentioned that everyone at Owl Media is going to get a $1,000 bonus as well as the afternoon off. And I'm just envisioning in my mind, I'm just imagining in my mind that Adam, he has the $1,000 bills、mm-hmm. and he's about to hand them to everybody,all the different employees. And that's when Brad steps in and says, wait, not so fast, Adam.
Okay. So Adam wants to hand out the bonuses、mm-hmm. and maybe continue on with the afternoon off. And so Brad says, not so fast. There's something else we would like to do. Well, friends, this is a fun phrase to know. Not so fast. So for example, perhaps the mother is wondering...if her son has eaten one of the chocolate chip cookies. And he says, nope, I didn't have any chocolate chip cookies. I'm going to go outside to play now. And mom says, not so fast. Why is there a little bit of chocolate around your mouth? Not so fast.
That's a great example. Or you can also say, let's say, for example, that you're out looking at cars. And the very first car that you see, you say, I want to buy that car, but maybe your friend or a parent says, not so fast, Tommy. Perhaps there's another deal or even a better car down the road that you might find.
That's right. When it comes to making big and important decisions, don't make those decisions too quickly. Not so fast, okay? Consider some more options. Well, we continue with Brad's line. He says, not so fast, Mr. Reynolds.Before we hand out the bonuses, there's one more activity. It's karaoke time.
Oh, yeah. Karaoke time. That is definitely a fun time. And we see here, please welcome our first singer, Adam Reynolds. I think Adam is quite surprised because he responds, what? This isn't what we planned.
Exactly. So, Brad and Laura have planned something a little more fun than just a meeting in which the employees get some bonuses. Okay, it's karaoke time. Brad laughs. He says, come on, everyone. Give Mr. Reynolds a big hand. And that's what we say when we want people to clap for someone. Give this person a big hand or give this person a hand.
And Adam responds by saying...Say goodbye to Brad and Laura because they won't be here next year. They're fired.
And of course,
everyone laughs because that's a joke.
That's a joke?
Did you think they were serious?
Well, I was wondering why everyone was laughing. That's a good thing it's a joke then.
Because I think it's a joke.
Yeah, good. All right. Well, it's a joke. Adam wasn't planning on singing in front of everyone, and maybe he feels a little bit embarrassed, so he makes this joke about firing Brad and Laura. Well, Adam says, or after Adam sang, lots of people sang too. Then Adam handed out the bonuses, and everyone departed smiling. So everyone's happy because they got to hear Adam sing. And they all had a great time, and of course, they got a nice bonus.
And it was definitely a great year at Owl Media. But you know something, Gabe?
Hmm?
When somebody is happy, this actually reminds me of a saying, rejoice with those who rejoice.
Yes, rejoice with those who rejoice. This phrase is from the Bible. Rejoice with those who rejoice and mourn with those who mourn. And this is reminding us that if somebody else has something good or something good happens to them, you can rejoice with them. Don't just be jealous of what they have. Rejoice with that person.
That's right. Okay, earlier we saw this word hand. That is a body part. And right now the guys have something they want to say about the hand and other body parts.
For measuring length, most of the world uses meters. However, Americans still use feet. As you might guess, the foot measurement came from the average length of a man's foot, around 30 centimeters. My feet? Well, they're big, but they're not that big.
What about the hand? This measured unit came from the average width of a human hand, about 10 centimeters. Today, the hand measurement is only used when people talk about the size of horses. One might say a horse is 18 hands high.
Okay, since we're talking about the hand, the thumb was also once a common unit of measure. It's thought to be the basis for the inch. Although we don't measure things in thumbs anymore, we do hear about thumbnail sketches and thumbnail images, meaning they're pretty small, more or less the size of a human thumb.
And finally, the cubit. This word comes from the Latin cubitum, meaning elbow. So a cubit is the distance from the elbow to the tip of the fingers, about 50 centimeters, depending on the person.
Now, we don't use cubit anymore, but we still might run across it in older books, like the Bible.
世界上绝大多数的国家都是用 meter 公尺来量距离，但是在美国，人们还是习惯用 foot 英尺。foot 这个单位其实就源自人的 foot 脚的长度。其实古时候人们都是用身体不同的部位来表示长度的单位，像一个 hand 就是手掌的宽度。美国人呢还有在用 inch 英寸，那它的长度源自一个 thumb。 大拇指的长度，虽然我们现在已经不再用 thumb 来量距离，但是 thumbnail 这个字现在很流行，指的就是一个缩图。Cubit 也是一个古人采用的单位，它是指从手指到手肘关节的距离。这就是今天的 Info Cloud，我们下次云端见。
Woohoo!
Well, thank you so much for joining us today, and we'll see you next time.
Right here on Studio Classroom.